Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. You can call us here at 800-893-895. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Oh, whoops.
There he is.
800-893-9562. How's that one?
That's
800-893-9562. Seriously, give us a call. It's okay. You can fuck with us. But anyways, we want to apologize for last week. We had some technical issues, and we had, like, this badass playlist that we didn't get to get through, and a lot of the bands that we were going to play, you know, posted some stuff up on social media saying they were going to get played, and
we
apologize to all you guys, but guess what? We're going to play you today. That's Meat Market, Cherry Glazer, Cuddy Flam, Beaver Dog, bunch of stuff coming up, bunch of great stuff. We're going to go into some music here, and then we got some really fun stuff going on later. I don't want to give too much
away.
Let's just do it. But first off, let's play some tunes, and we're going to come back after this next break of songs. And Skating Polly is a band. We played a song called Alabama Movies last week. And today we're going to play another song by them called Dead Friends. You'll hear it just in a second after some Peaches and BJ Harvey. But it's good stuff. We're going to call them, and they're out by South by Southwest, and we're going to give them a little chat and see how they're doing all the way out there. But let's get to it, man. Let's just do it, yeah? First off, we got Peaches here featuring Iggy Pop, and this song's called Kick It. It's a duet, but anything Iggy gets me hard.
Oh, my, my. One thing first, music or the misery. People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
These moves that we can do, do and think. I don't look too good in pink.
You look like a Holocaust victim in pageant makeup.
I will eat your babies, bitch!
Nobody's eating anybody's babies.
Hey, you looking to spar, little girl?
No fight. She's not ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, you're not ready.
Let me eat your babies.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I.
No. You're wasting your life.
I am not. What you call wasting, I call living. I'm living my life.
Well, okay.
Like what?
No, tell me. Do you have a job?
No.
You got money?
No.
Do you have a woman?
No.
Do you have any prospects?
No.
You got anything on the horizon?
No.
You have any action at all?
No.
Do you have any conceivable reason for even getting up in the morning?
I like to get the daily news.
George, it's time for us to grow up and be men. Not little boys.
Why?
Bad guy, but I'm not sure.
Oh, man. That was Peaches featuring Iggy Pop doing Kick It, PJ Harvey doing Down by the River, and then two Skating Polly songs in a row. Dead Friends and a song we played last week called Alabama Movies. They're on their way to South by Southwest right now. We're trying to get a hold of them on the phone. We're gonna get that connection going within probably the next few minutes. But God, they're playing like the next 4 days. It's great for them. So we got Peyton and Kelly. We're gonna try and get them on the phone in just a little bit. But right now, Alex, let's just go back to some tunes while we get them on the line. This is Not in the Face doing Brass Tacks, followed by local heroes, the Bronx doing Enemy Mind. This is gonna get hard. Let's do it.
Fellow American,
This you should vote me. I leave power. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Petronillo. This is SkidRowStudios.com, 800-893-9562. I have just been informed that our banner, I wrote the fucking phone number wrong on it.
Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Yes,
we're like,
you did.
Hey, I wonder why nobody calls us. Because the banner we put up on the webcast, the fucking phone number is wrong.
And it's great that it's our ninth show.
I know. We're almost on episode 10.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, okay, that was the Bronx doing Enemy Mine. And right before that was Not on the Face doing Brass Tacks. But on the phone, we have Kelly from Skating Polly. We just opened the show up with two songs by them. And, hey, Kelly, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, can we bring her up just a little bit?
Got it.
How you doing?
Great.
Yeah.
Just been driving all day.
You guys are driving, huh? So you guys, what did you leave, Oklahoma?
Yeah, we left Oklahoma. We live kind of up north in Oklahoma. It's about a 7-8 hour drive or so.
Right, so for those of you that don't know, they're on their way to South by Southwest, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we played Dead Friends and we played Alabama Movies, which we played last week, actually. And gotta say, that one's my favorite. It's just, for you two girls, man, that's a ballsy song. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's grungy. It's you guys are great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was a really fun song to record. We spent like one whole day in the studio just adding layers and layers of like bass guitar and just making it sound really cool and adding feedback
and fuzzy, right?
Yeah, fuzzy, yeah.
So your guys' last thing was February 25th this year. That was, help me pronounce that. What is that? Fuzz Stylicum?
It's kind of weird to pronounce. I didn't even know how to pronounce it. But it's the street that we stayed on is Stylicum.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, how do you, like, Stylicum? And then Calvin was in the studio with us. He's like, Stylicum.
Calvin, so, right? Stylicum. Calvin Johnson from Beat Happening, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You guys recorded this in Olympia, Washington at Dub Narcotic Studios with him. How was that, working with Calvin Johnson for Beat Happening? I used to listen a lot of Beat Happening. I mean, that's awesome to see that.
No, it was crazy. Like, we listened to a lot of Beat Happening, too. He's one of our big inspirations, and it was really intimidating. But he's actually really fun. And
intimidating, really, like how? Like, you guys were, like, worried, like to mess up in front of him or something?
Yeah, kind of. And also, he's kind of quiet, and he's kind of hard to read at first.
Right, right.
Really hard to read at first. But he liked it. We actually saw him dancing to a couple of our songs on different occasions.
That's got to be flattering, right?
Yeah, really flattering.
So you guys are a two-piece, right? It's Kelly Mayo and then Peyton Big Horse, correct?
Wait, it's only a two-piece?
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Wow. I did not expect that.
And you guys are stepsisters, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So how does that work when you guys play live? You guys, like, swap around a lot?
Yeah, we swap around a lot. We kind of have, like, both of our own styles. Like, I kind of, like, move around a lot, like, shake around and stuff, and Peyton Ford just kind of, like, stays in one place, so she just has to
She's the steady one, right?
That's left out. Yeah, it's cool, though.
So you guys are out in Austin for South by Southwest. Are you guys stoked? Is this your first one?
We played here last year too.
Did you? How was that experience for you guys?
Really, really crazy, and lots of shows, and a mess somewhat, but it was fun, and we're looking forward to doing it this year. This year we only have 3 actual shows, and then 1 performance, and 1 show pending. So it's going to be a little bit more calm.
Okay, so I have down that you guys are playing the Avenue on Congress in Austin, Texas. That's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're playing Buffalo Lounge.
Oh, I see that, Buffalo Lounge.
Yeah, 3:45. It's going to be cool.
3:45, okay. And then you guys are playing on the 12th again?
What?
Are you guys playing on the 12th again the next day?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are. The same place.
Oh, right, Buffalo Lounge.
And that's going to be an acoustic set, 45 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, we're playing Girls Rock Camp.
Girls Rock Camp. So, that sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
For you guys. Girls. So what's it like traveling around so young? Because you're 13, right?
Yeah, I am.
and your stepsister, Peyton, is 18.
Yeah.
So I read your bio, and it says that you guys travel with your family a lot. Is that fun, like, making the whole thing a journey?
Yeah, I love it. I love riding in the car and just listening to music. It's, like, one of my favorite things to do. And I like talking, too, but mainly my favorite part of these long car rides is DJing. And so whenever I'm not DJing, it's, like, fun, I guess.
So, like,
but
picking the playlist, right?
Fun. Yeah.
When you're in the road for hours, I think it makes a difference. And coming from a radio host, I kind of like to DJ as well.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, it's great talking to you guys. I mean, I'm obviously going to continue to play your songs, Dead Friends, and, like I said, Alabama Movies. That's my favorite one. But it's Fuzz Stylicum? Stylicum?
Stylicum. Yeah.
All right. That was out February 25th, and you guys can find that out. I'll post it on the Pint of Cacophony page so you guys can find it easier. And have a blast out there at South by Southwest. Seriously. Rock out.
Thank you.
Do it. Okay? And you guys go on tomorrow, so have some fun. It was great talking to you. And we're going to get back into some more Pint of Cacophony shenanigans, but well, let's be in touch, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks. Take care. I'll see you soon, Kelly.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, back here at A Pint of Cacophony. We're about to do... Well, okay, so over the weekend, Alex.
Yes.
Do you like SeaWorld?
I've only been to SeaWorld once when I was a kid, and it was boring.
It was boring?
Yeah,
hated
it.
Do you like sea animals?
I do. I like the orca.
I'm a fan of the orca.
I think it's a majestic beast.
All right. Well, I like SeaWorld growing up, and I'm a huge fan of the aquatics.
Yes.
And the nautical world, uh-huh, and the animals that live in it. And I went there recently, and then I saw blackfish.
Oh, I did see that.
The orcas, yeah, and the way they were mistreated.
Tilikum.
And for those of you who don't know, there's like petitions going around by congressmen these days, and they're trying to get San Diego's SeaWorld to not keep them in captivity anymore because they've been mistreated so much.
Yeah.
And you can go online and find that and sign that. I'm not here to preach or anything. But we have two guests. Linda's your drummer from Hoop Screams.
Yes.
And then I have my buddy from K-Rock. He's a fellow coworker of mine. His name is Matt. They're outside, and they're blindfolded, and they're waiting. And we're going to play a little game here. It's a guessing game, but also a drinking game because, shit, we're on a pint of coffee, and
we can do whatever we want.
That's what we do. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to ask them to listen between different whale calls, and they have to tell if it's a whale mating call or a cry for help. And if they get it wrong, they have to drink.
Yes.
But the catch is, they're waiting outside right now and they can't hear this, is they're going to be blindfolded and we're not going to play any real fucking clips. It's just going to be my brother, Charles, and our board up here, Alex.
Yes.
Making idiotic fucking whale noises into the microphone.
And I have no idea what a fucking whale calls.
We're doing four. You guys are going to do a humpback whale.
Yes.
A sperm whale. A beluga whale and an orca. And I already see my brother right here through the window. He's got a Pabst Blue Ribbon Bob's like folded into a funnel. Let's fucking see what happens. Let's go bring him in there. Can you go out in there and grab them?
I also have my funnel.
What is your funnel made out of? The playlist?
The playlist.
You make
for
it out
tonight?
Of the playlist?
Yes.
Right on. So we got Linda from Hoop Screams coming in. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of that skating poly? Did you like them?
They're great.
Yeah?
She did not sound 13 to me, man. She sounds more mature for age.
I think her voice sounded 13, but she was very well spoken.
Yes,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Was,
like,
yeah,
very mature.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'd really like to play them some more because I don't know. Yeah, I think it sort of reminded me of like that dirty Seattle girl grunge kind of 70-year bitch sound. Like,
yeah, it was.
I don't know, which I
fuzzy.
Really fucking love. I like that shit a lot.
Yeah.
But are we getting them in? Okay, Charles.
Oh, they're walking in.
Okay, they're walking in.
They're being led because they're blind.
Oh, they're blind. Are they gonna walk in? Somebody open the door for them.
Oh, Chuck's gonna open it for them. Oh, here comes.
All right,
Matt,
all right,
as well.
All right. Here they come.
Uh oh.
Here they come. Joaquin's in here taking pictures. Do you mind helping them? Oh my God. All right. Cheyenne's going to put the wide shot on the camera. Oh, Matt's going the wrong way. Let's have them both sit right here. Let's get a couple beers open for them, like right in front of them.
They are sitting down. I just turned on their
mic. Try not to bump into the table.
That's my good leg.
And then no. This one right here. Okay.
This one here.
Can you please help them get their headphones on? Let's cue the game show music.
All right. It's pretty ominous.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
This is the Godzilla theme song. Hey, how you doing, Matt?
I'm good.
Can you put the mic in front of his mouth, please? He doesn't even know where it is. And you have an open beer?
I do, yeah.
All right, we're going to need that.
Hello.
Linda, how are you doing? Can you put the mic in front of Linda's mouth? Put her headphones on please.
Can you hear us?
Can you dip that down just a little bit? Are we good?
I can hear.
You have an open beer. You need an open beer.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Give me that shit. I'm like, I wanted one in the hallway. I just didn't know.
You're like, why is this taking so long? Cheyenne's sipping off your beer.
Thank you.
It was exploding.
Thank you.
All right. Let's close this door. Let's switch this over to the wide shot so you can see.
I can't see.
You know, Matt, I really like your blindfold. It's like leopard print.
I would like it too, but I don't know what it looks like.
Linda's got like a glitter print blindfold.
I wanted that one specifically.
You picked that one? Mm-hmm. All right, You guys didn't hear shit about what I was talking about, did you?
No, I don't listen to the show.
You don't listen to this shit. And I don't blame you. But basically, we're talking about SeaWorld.
Oh,
that's pretty off topic, but it's okay because it's current. The details, fuck it. It's not worth explaining. It doesn't matter, but here's the game. We're going to play you clips of whale noises. All right? And you guys are both going to decide. We're going to do four rounds. Okay, we're going to go humpback whale, sperm whale, beluga whale, and orca. In that order, and we're gonna. You have to decide whether the sound you hear from this clip is a mating call or a cry for help. And if you're wrong, you have to drink.
I knew I should have got the audio version of Moby Dick and not the paper version.
Oh, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this. So is this a humpback whale's mating call or a cry for help?
No, Dan, that's you at work.
I know, that's not even a whale.
That's not me. I'm right here.
That's not even a whale.
Sounds familiar. If I just say... It seems so sad to be a mating call, but they're underwater. So
is it a cry for help?
Things are flipped over, so it is a mating call.
It's a mating call. You say it's a mating call. Yeah. What do you say, Linda?
Sure, I'll say the other one, cry for help.
Okay, Matt's right. Linda's wrong. Linda, you drink.
It's like Mario Waterworld. Everything's flipped over.
I was already doing it anyway.
All right, sperm whale. Let's hear the sperm whale.
It's Peter North, right? You're with Peter's word.
Is that a mating call for a sperm whale or a cry for help, Linda?
Mating call.
Drink. Sorry.
I'm confused at how blindfolds are supposed to make this harder.
I already know why.
Why?
Why?
Because there is no damn whale. There are no whales.
We're playing whale audio fucking clips. Play the goddamn game.
You're fucking lying. You're filthy.
There is no
filthy
whale.
Filthy fucking liar.
This is terrible Matrix remake.
Beluga whale. Let's hear the beluga whale.
Classic beluga.
That's baby beluga right there.
Classic beluga.
Is that a mating call or a cry for help, Matt?
Cry for help.
Drink. You're wrong.
That's what my career sounds like.
Linda?
Mating call.
All right, drink. I'm sorry.
It's neither.
We have one more. This is the orca, the big one. These are the ones everybody is fighting for at SeaWorld. The
can
petitions
I have another beer,
you guys are signing. Get, Cheyenne, can you get him another beer before he spills something?
Just myself or the beer.
All right, let's get him another beer before
we
do this.
Go.
This one is for a full beer. If you answer wrong, you finish it. Is yours Phil or Linda? I can't see.
Do you need another beer, Linda?
I'm halvesies right now.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Are you sure?
Here's the orca. Are you guys ready for the orca? Let's hear the orca.
That orca has pipes.
Where'd you get these sounds?
They are from SeaWorld.
We got them from the Library of Congress, goddammit.
Bullshit, I've seen Free Will.
These are from Steven's World, the guy in his garage who makes these sounds.
Was, Matt, was that a mating call or a cry for help?
It's the same thing in my world. It was a mating call.
Finish your beers, I'm sorry. God, you guys suck at this game.
I didn't say shit, he said mating call.
What did you say?
I wasn't going to say.
Just finish your drink.
That's both of them chug.
Just finish your beers.
How are you doing cheetah sounds?
You can also remove your blindfolds. It's fine. I'm a little bummed that they caught on so quick. I think that was my Charles and Alex doing the whale noises.
We're so talented.
Charles, you have the funnel and everything, but all I heard was... Each time they both sounded exactly the fucking same.
I was about to say that orca, man.
Yeah,
beauty,
that orca.
The
sound. Were you practicing?
Yeah.
He said he's practicing.
Oh, man.
He'll get those calls soon.
There's a lot of Charles in this whale. It's Charles heavy. This
he was also the sperm whale.
I'd like to thank you guys for playing.
Hey, thanks for having
this
me.
This is our version of activism.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Save Tillicum.
Save the orcas.
Save Tillicum.
Yeah.
That's the whale that's been killing people.
No way. Yeah, the one that's been killing people.
We should save the people.
But you know what's really fucked up is the one, you know, they're kidnapped to be there, and the ones that they don't bring there, sometimes they just kill.
Yeah, Tillicum, I think, is like over 30 years old, so.
And he's
been,
you know,
so he's
fucking trainers up. I was there last year, and the trainers don't get in the water anymore. And as of now, I think there is no show. It's just the viewing tank.
Really? I heard they were trying to, like, something happened with SeaWorld. They're like, it's like not doing so good.
No, it's not. And it's because of this.
Yeah, and the California government has decided that they are trying to tamp down on them. They're introducing legislation.
See, while you guys were outside, I explained all of this.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
This proves I never listened to the show.
Let's get back to some tunes. And last week we had some technical difficulties. And our lovely intern, Cheyenne, we got Alex, the other intern, who does all of our engineering and sound. And Cheyenne does absolutely everything else. Our social media, she does the switcher, she does everything. She's looking at me so fucking nervous right now. Don't worry. But last week, we punished her for all the shit she's been pulling on everybody. All the punishments I've been making her doing. And nobody got to hear it because of her technical difficulties. But guess what? The problems are fixed today. And we're going to play some songs that we didn't get to last week. And during that time, we're gonna set it up in here. We're going to put some newspaper down so we don't make a mess. We'll bring you in here. Are you ready? I think you're ready. Anyways, let's play some Meat Market TNT, Cherry Glazer, White's Not My Color this evening, and Cuddy Flam doing Hubba Bubba. Sorry for not getting to it last week, but here it comes. Let's do this shit.
Hi, I'm a recovering crackhead. This is my retarded sister that I take care of. I'd like some welfare, please.
Thank you. my God. I'm sorry. I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
We'll be right back.
Oh, man. That was Cuddy Flam doing Hubba Bubba, and then Cherry Glazer, Why It's Not My Color This Evening, and then Meat Market doing TNT. Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinillo. Alex.
Let me interject real quick.
Interject away.
Cuddy Flam.
Always interjecting.
Cuddy Flam CD release show is on March 23rd at Lot 1 Cafe. $5 with Los Craters, The Commons, and The Honey Tones.
This is what you get for calling me cranky today.
You are cranky.
I was not fucking cranky today.
You were very cranky today.
I did my best to be polite to you.
Yeah, but go check out Cuddy Flam at Lot 1 Cafe.
Please do. They're badass. The second time we played them, I'm really liking it.
Yeah.
I really am. Cheyenne.
Pretty good stuff.
Cheyenne is sitting right here across from me. Hello. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you now.
Oh.
Oh.
Day bow bow. Day bow bow on A Pint of Cacophony. All right. Cheyenne's sitting here because... For the last two games or so, or two episodes, we've been playing some games on this show, and she's been coming up with these god-awful fucking punishments for all of my guests and all of my coworkers. And so I think this is time for everybody's revenge, because you cut deep. You destroyed some lives. But you're sitting here right now, and we did this last week, and I'm so sorry that this is happening again. But last week, nobody got to hear it because of our technical problems. But rest assured...
I'm so scared.
Just calm down for a second.
This doesn't look good.
Don't be scared. Rest assured, it won't be as bad as last week. And nobody got to hear that, so, you know, we'll go with this.
You have three...
Yeah, this isn't even a game. I guess the raw dog in your ear hole. That...
Boom, bow, bow.
Anyways, you have three tasks. It's not a game at all. They're just tasks. The first one.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So I'm just being punished completely.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
No,
there's not even a game behind this.
No, I told you it's not a game.
It's
not
just
a game.
Punishment. It's just pure punishment.
It's just tasks.
All right. I see how it is.
don't be hard. Don't be hurt. It's tough love. I'm your boss. I try to do my best to take care of you guys and shape you into the individuals I think you're made out to be. It takes tough love.
All right, I'm done. Let's do this.
All right, the first one is a question.
Okay.
Your lover has contracted hepatitis C, and the only way to cure it is to suck the potion of healing out of somebody's asshole. Now, whose asshole would make you say, no, I'm not doing that?
Whose asshole?
Whose asshole would you have to suck that would make you say, you know what? I will not cure him of Hep C.
It's kind of awkward. I pretty much would say anyone except for, like, I don't know. Definitely not any hobo. That's just, like...
You wouldn't suck a hobo's asshole.
No, I think I would contract my own pretty much disease for that.
You know, to be honest, though, I don't know if I'd suck a hobo's asshole either.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much a vague question.
Well, think about the pressure. I mean, it's not just, like, sucking on it. You'd have to pull the potion out. I mean,
like, the potent venom or anti-venom or some shit. It just doesn't sound like it would come out neatly.
And you'd have to tip them.
Or disease-free.
And you'd have to tip them.
Yeah.
Task two. We have a jar here.
Oh,
Have you seen this yet? Can you? No, it's behind the screen. Can you please blindfold her?
Oh, great.
Remove your headphones for just a second. If you're watching, we got the wide angle on. You can see what she's about to do. I think she's more worried than she needs to be.
Yeah,
she's pretty afraid from last week.
My hands are shaking.
Don't be. Oh, are they? Ow. Are they really shaking? Don't kill her. Just tie it. So can you see anything?
No, I can't see anything.
Well, Keen, you want to help me out with this? Put your headphones on. It's okay. You're cool. There's nobody around. She's all fidgeting like there's somebody near her.
Because they feel like... Okay.
All right. So I'm handing Joaquin a jar. He's going to... Okay, yes. There's tons of paper towels around in front of you.
Where's my beer? I just don't want to knock it down.
All right. Yeah. Get her beer and her cable out of the way.
Is it gone?
This might get messy.
Wait, I want it.
All right. Joaquin's going to hand you a jar. You don't know what the contents of this jar are, but it really doesn't matter. Because there's a penny inside there.
Oh.
You need to find the penny. You can have your drink again when you find the penny. Give her the jar and go ahead.
Why didn't I think of this?
Go ahead. Yeah, this is something you would think of. Oh, what is it? What is? She's got her fingers in it. What is it? You don't test it. Just go for it. Just go.
Oh my God.
Alex, you bought the small jar.
Her
hand can't even fit in it.
Seriously, are you fucking with me? Is there really a penny?
There's a penny in there. I put it in there myself, I promise. I shook it, though. I put the penny in there and then I shook. Oh my God. Can you keep an eye and make sure that doesn't leave the fucking paper towel? Hold on, don't go too crazy. Just go back to the jar and look for it.
That looks so gross, dude.
Okay, wait.
Oh my God. So there wasn't any napkins in the bathroom, so we have a bunch of
mail.
You smell what?
Mail.
There's a lot of mails in this room.
There's mail. I'm getting a paper cut.
That's not mayo.
No, seriously. Is there a penny in here?
I put the penny in there.
Shit, man.
Show me the inside of the jar, just real quick. Point it towards me. I know you're blindfolded. Okay, she took most of that mayonnaise out of that jar. You can stop. It's
there's
okay.
There's no penny in here.
I swear I put a penny in there. I promise you. I promise you before the next break, I will find it for you myself.
Okay.
So you feel a little bit better. Can you give her a couple napkins just to wipe her hand off? Because there's task 3's next.
Is it ketchup?
No, it's not.
What about ranch? No,
you have to gargle clam chowder.
No!
No, I'm kidding. That's not a bad idea, though. We should do that. The wide-angle camera's up. Your last one is to simply... Do you watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
Do you know the Carlton? Do you know the dance?
Something like...
Yeah, okay. So we have the camera here. You can remove your blindfold. And you're going to dance us into the next song break. Right. To What's New, Pussycat by Tom Jones. Thank you so much for working so hard. You do such a great job on this show. And I wouldn't be able to do this show if it wasn't for you, too. And I'm sorry that I do stupid shit to my friends.
Oh, my God.
You're part of the family now.
Oh, my God. What did I do?
This means we trust each other. Are you ready to dance?
No, hold on.
It's all quiet because you got that song ready, don't you?
Okay.
Here it comes.
Hold on.
He's the man. The man in the satin shoes and the strapping leather pants with the chest hair out.
Tom Jones, right?
Tom Jones. Tom motherfucker. Here we go. Thanks. Thanks for trying. Let's play some real music.
I can't even snap my fingers.
Let's clean this shit up. But let's go to some Red Fang doing Dirt Wizard, Fever Dog doing Nobody. Fever Dog, we've played with them a couple times. Seriously, psychedelic, awesome. They have a fucking theremin. It's the shit. And that singer, Danny, you have my boots. We have the same fucking boots. Here we go. Let's hit it. What's new, Pussycat?
Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top 5 side ones, track ones. Janie Jones, Clash, from The Clash.
Hey.
Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye from Let's Get It On. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit off of Nevermind.
Oh no, Rob, that's not obvious enough, not at all. How about Point of No Return on Point of No Return? Lewis, so you can get up.
Shut up, shut up. White Light, White Heat, Velvet Underground.
Okay, that would be on my list.
Though not on mine.
Massive Attack, No Protection. The song is Radiation Ruling the Nation.
Kind of a new record. Very nice, Rob. A sly declaration of new classic status slipped into a list of old safe ones. Very pussy.
Yeah.
say I love you. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Great.
We have it.
Great. Can I have it then?
No. No, you can't.
Why not?
Well, it's sentimental, tacky crap. That's why not. Do we look like the kind of store that sells I just called to say I love you? Go to the mall.
What's your problem?
Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Is she in a coma?
Oh, okay, buddy. I didn't know it was pick on the middle-aged square guy day. My apologies. I'll be on my way.
Bye-bye.
Fuck you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row fucking studios.fucking.com. My buddies, Joaquin, Derek, you're here.
Hey,
that we Joaquin, are. Thank you so much for coming lately and taking pictures. It's been awesome.
Yeah, of course, dude.
And Derek, you're great as always. Oh, we're going to play our old videos from high school on this camera one day soon. We got to wrap this up pretty quickly. That was Red Fang doing Dirt Wizard, Fever Dog doing Nobody, and Anesthetic Frank doing Fix It. I'm going to say our goodbyes right now, and then we're going to go into a very sentimental song for me. It's called Hey Sailor by Murder City Devils. But real quick, while we have Joaquin here and while we have Derek here, True Detective just ended, and that shit was awesome, right? So, Joaquin, how far back are you?
I'm two episodes.
So he hasn't seen two episodes.
So I haven't seen the season finale.
But you're
so
dedicated, right? But you're dedicated.
Dude, I love the show. I just didn't have time to, like, watch it.
Derek, right before we say goodbye, ruin the finale for him. Tell him who the killer is.
Don't do that, dude. Come on, I do it.
Tell him who the killer is.
No. Do you remember the lawnmower guy from earlier in the season?
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Pint of Cacophony. We'll see you guys next week. This is Murder City Devils doing Hey Sailor. Good night, motherfuckers.
Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.